and a gray tone. And I'm going to apply some Lumi shade on this. Let's see if I can get the original color fill here. I'm going to just straight up just do a flat color. Alright. So we got this color here from the light gray, and then we got this color here from the lines. Now, those are two colors that really work nicely together. Normally, you know, if you use multiply, you're not going to get that. If you use overlay, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get this color, and you're going to get a really dark color. With Lumi shade, there's a certain amount of it. It overrides a lot of the color and allows you way more control. You know, and if you keep things limited, then you can do a lot of things. What's really interesting, of course, is because it's right now I have a Lumi shade on top of this. If I go to the layer below, which is just this gray, it's just this gray color. If I go below and I just start adding some darker values, you'll see what happens here. I can just kind of shade in on the same layer that my background thing is on. And if I start colorizing, then I can add a tone to the whole thing. So on top of this green color, right, so I got this really cool gradient, really pleasing colors. This is what's below. This is what's above. But once again, I still have lots of power to tweak this. Get it really dark, desaturated. So here we come across one of the issues of this Lumi shade. Lumi shade gets really black in darkness. Really black and really saturated. And this is something you have to mitigate by controlling the color it's blending with below. You just basically lighten colors. So sometimes you'll have values underneath that are very dark. So let's do this again. So I'm going to color pick this. Go to Lumi shade. Pick a color, usually around this range for skin color. Now, and then I'm going to pick a range I think I like, and then here's how you have to do a lot of this. You got to look, poke around, and play with these values, because they are like secret nuggets of color. If you try to get this right on the first go, it's not going to happen. So, I find that, you know, and here's another thing. If you darken it, if you darken the luminescence and increase the saturation, you'll get something like that. But if you lighten it and decrease the saturation, it actually gets whiter. It's kind of weird, but the less saturation there is, the lighter it gets. So keep that in mind. If you think something's too blown out, but you want more darkness and saturation, sometimes not touching this and just moving saturation is what you need. So here we have a cool, let's see if I can actually get some values here, selection source. Go back up here. I'm just going to see if I can get another color in so you can see what it does. So here I'm going to color in these, this part. Alright. And you'll see now I have this color. Oh, let's just color this something else. Sometimes that happens. With free colorings, with easy coloring, you get sometimes outline effects like this. Don't worry, it's pretty easy to cover. You just go back up around, get all the colors in. Oh, it's because it went all the way down here. Sometimes that happens. Keep an eye on that. Psi ain't perfect. It's perfect enough, but... And then, so we have more values here you might like. Alright, so, you know, then you might say, oh, that red's a bit too red. So we go to the layer and select the color layer, color difference working layer. And we go, well, let's shift that around. That's too saturated. That works like that. Oops, of course, I undo as soon as I'm done. And there it is. Now let's take a quick look at our values here so that our colors that it kind of picked for us. Like, of course, you can see if you were not careful, you need to make sure these colors go right to the edge or it will not give you the benefit you are looking for. Why is that doing that? Oh, it's probably because of the red underneath. Here's another deal, guys. You have to also ensure that there is a backing to what you're doing. You need to blend with a color. If you do not blend with a color, you'll see what happens. I'm going to just drop the background color. It does this. My background is here. All right, this is what it's going to look like. You need to make sure there's a back color for this Lumi shade to blend in with. You can't just blend on an alpha. It has to blend with a color. So, if we go here, we can see green, the line art color, pink, the line art color, skin, the line art color. These are two values, and they work really well with each other, to be quite frank. I would naturally do this. I would go yellow and then throw in a bit of red and orange to get the outline, to show you how not good it looks if you don't do it that way. If you just color in this, then you're going to color in the lines, and you're going to just color it with a darker yellow, it looks terrible. It looks bad. It just looks weird. It looks like it just doesn't have the right feel to it. But with a pink to it, it gives a lot more skin fleshy fleshness. And that's not something you had to think and worry about. That is just something that Lumi Shade did for you. So let's go back here. Let's make sure the whole base thing is one color. It's gray. Where's the gray color I need? Oh, it's a light gray. So let's say once I do all my shading, I'm like, you know, I don't like the color I picked or the colors are too whatever. Well, you still have options because, first off, the second you add any color to this back area, you start harmonizing the colors you either apply to it. So let's say, you know, the room is a little yellow or a little darker. Or as soon as you start changing the colors behind, it starts to harmonize the whole group into a certain spectrum or push them in a certain direction. Same thing with these here. You can still come back here and tweak all this stuff. You can see when the thing goes wrong here. That doesn't work. Or, you know, the skin isn't working for you, so you go back to the skin. You know, and you go, you know, it really needs to be more red. And then once you do all that, you know, once again, as I said, you can go here and then just do some shading. You can do the shading right on the back thing. You don't have to make a new layer. You don't have to put a multiply on top. You don't have to do anything. You just take that back layer you were working on that had the flat color. And then, you know, you just shade in what you need. And if that's too dark, take the original base color and just make it less dark. You know, use this instead. And if you want to use layers, then just make a layer above, do clipping source or mask or whatever, and then then you can go ahead and do more things on the base layer. And then always have the Lumi shade on top applying itself onto these values below. And that gives you lots of power, because then when you come in later to do, you know, let's say a color variation or hair variation or color clothes, change the clothes or whatever, because of the method you chose, you will be able to, regardless of the shading you've picked, you've done here. Let's say if I do a bit of shading, a lazy, sloppy cell shading here. And if I go into the whites, you can even do some highlights in this area. You do lights and darks. That's another benefit I've kind of surfaced over. With LumiShade, you can go into the lights and into the darks. You don't have to constantly go multiply and then overlay or multiply and luminosity. So here I have some lazy-ass shading. And then I can, you know, pump a bit of value into that if I didn't like the original values I picked. I'm going to go back to, you know, this here. And I'm going to say, you know, that pink isn't what, I don't like it. So then you can just go to the one color. Literally, I'm not touching any of the other values I put in here. I'm not touching the shading. I'm just touching this flat, one flat color. And no matter how I slide this thing, all the colors work. I'm not having to change the line art color. I'm not having to change the shading color. I'm not having to harmonize anything. Everything just works across the board because the LumiShade applies itself against the values below. And then because of the method the LumiShade applies itself to, it harmonizes all the colors and gives a pleasant, appealing look.